Welcome to St. Paul's Sunday Snippets. This is a time we intentionally stop to reflect upon God's word that's appointed for this day. I pray that as you hear the words of Scripture, it would come into your life, that it would have meaning and take root. As Jesus said, those who hear, let them hear. And so may we hear this word, that it may come into our lives and bear much fruit. Now we begin in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Glorious God, your generosity waters the world with goodness, and you cover creation with abundance. Awaken in us a hunger for the food that satisfies both body and spirit. And with this food, fill all the starving world. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Our reading, one of the readings appointed for this day, is from the prophet Isaiah, the 55th chapter. The prophet declares, "Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And you that have no money, come, buy, and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me and eat what is good, and delight yourselves in rich food. Incline your ear and come to me. Listen so that you may live. I will make with you an everlasting covenant. My steadfast, sure love for David. See, I made him a witness to the peoples, a leader and a commander for the peoples. See, you shall call nations that you do not know, and nations that do not know you shall run to you because of the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you." The word of the Lord. Many times when we think about Scripture, people think about Scripture and divide it into two categories, law and gospel, or law and grace. Too often, we oversimplify. We think of the Old Testament as law and the New Testament as grace. But it's not quite that simple. For in Jesus' words, sometimes we hear law, and sometimes in the Old Testament, we see glimpses of grace, that God comes to us in all kinds of ways, that the God is the God of all, and the Old Testament God is not different from the New Testament God. We don't divide it, even though it feels like at times the Old Testament's filled more with law, with violence. Case in point, hear the words of the prophet Isaiah, right? When we think about the prophets, a lot of times they're raised up by God to speak to the nation of Israel because the nation of Israel has gone away. Sometimes those words are judgment, but sometimes those words are words of grace, to remind people what it is that God has done for us. Listen to the beginning of this section. "Ho, everyone who thirsts comes to the waters, and you that have no money, come, buy, and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without price." Think about what the prophet is saying. Come and buy food. Come and eat without price. The banquet is here for all to enjoy, regardless of means or the ability to purchase it. And notice how it starts out. I can recall a couple times when this lesson is read in church, people coming and going, "Wait a minute, is there a misprint?" It starts out with the strange word, "Ho." And this word is really kind of an exclamation. It's like, behold. It's the prophet going saying, hey, pay attention. This is really important. And he proclaims, here is what God has done. God desires for us to come to his banquet table, to partake and feast. And it's not because of our own efforts, but God says, here's the banquet that's laid out for us. Come, eat. It's like the words of the psalmist that says, taste and see that the Lord is good. The prophet's reminding the people as they have wandered away. Part of it is to say, wait, remember, God has made this covenant with us. And his covenant is we will be. And he calls us to gather around, to know that the Lord is good, to see that God is the one who provides for us. Because too often, I think, in our world today, people have a sense of you get what you pay for. Or if you want to get ahead, you got to work hard. You got to pull yourself up by your own bootstraps. It's this for that. Right? If I do that, I'll get this. Grace is such a radical concept. Grace doesn't have a tit for tat. It's not if you do this, you act. Grace says, here, this is given for you. It's a gift that's provided for you free of charge. The prophet uses this imagery of the banquet. Come and eat. Buy food without money. Drink and have your fill. We hear the same things in the words of Jesus as he tells parables that the kingdom of God is like a banquet that's provided for the people to come and enjoy. We see it in text where Jesus feeds the 5,000 people with a little bit of food, right? With some loaves of bread and fishes. We see it in our day as we think about the altar rail. When we come and we partake of the bread and wine, and Jesus declares to us this meal, here is my body, here is my blood given for you. Know that your sins are forgiven, you have been set free. And it's not because we're worthy. We don't come to the table because I've done good deeds that week. We don't come to the table because we're Lutheran or any denomination. We don't come to the table because we've checked certain marks or believe certain things. We come because Jesus is here. Come and eat. The prophet reminds us that God is a gracious God and calls us and says, come, sit at the banquet and have your fill. And know that God is good. Experience that grace that tells us that God loves us no matter what. No matter what we've done or who we are or where we've gone. No matter anything, God's love is extended. Paul says it probably the best, where he says, neither death, nor principalities, nor nakedness, nor famine, nor anything in all of creation, nothing separates us from the love of God through Christ Jesus our Lord. Know that grace and hear that word in the Old Testament and the New Testament and experience that grace as you go, and as you are the people of God. Amen. Let us pray. Holy Lord God, you called the prophets to speak your word to the nations. We give thanks for the words of Isaiah that proclaim that your grace and your promise is for all people. Send your Spirit upon us to open our ears to hear your word and to seek to live it out as you invite us to the ultimate banquet where the food and drink are free and overflowing. May we seek to bring this message to all the world, to those around us in our neighborhood, and to all people, so that your graciousness and mercy would know no bounds. In your holy name we pray. Amen. As you go on your way, may Christ go with you. May he go before you to show you the way. May he go behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over you, and within you to give you peace. Amen.